I'm Devon.
And I'm Clay.
Welcome to MVP Podcast, also known as Most Valuable Photography Podcast.
Top of the morning or evening or night.
Afternoon.
Afternoon.
Wherever you... Yeah, we're international, so yeah. Say hi to everybody.
Yes.
Or, hello, everyone. You never know when people are going to listen to this.
Very true.
Yeah, I assume they... I assume people are listening. Like, we're not doing this for no reason. I gotta check the Spotify listens and the rest of the podcast listening apparatus.
Yes.
Yeah. So, how's the dirty doing?
It's very dirty. Typical dirty.
Well, I think we're gonna have to start calling this the dirty north because we can't seem to get clean air.
Mm. Smoke
air
from Canada.
I don't know if it's still the stuff from Canada that mixed with pollution. Now we have these, because of the smoke, mm-hmm. it's pushed these bugs that they usually have out west.
Mm-hmm.
It's like these little gnats that are evading New York and New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
Ew. Yuck.
Hello, Jesus.
the locusts are coming.
Yeah, it's like end of the world type of craziness.
Yeah. On so many different levels, it feels like the end of the world is coming.
Yeah, but I don't know. You can say that about any point in history at this
Very
point.
True.
It's just been crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But we're here to talk the craziness of photography.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess photography is always coming to an end, too, if you listen to the internet. Like, yeah. It's over.
AI is taking over. Or AI, digital is taking over.
Digital film is taking over again.
I don't know.
Yeah, the phones were taking over.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's always something.
Mm-hmm.
But I was thinking, like, you know, are we to a point where things are just, like, really too good at this point? I don't know if there's, I mean, I guess you can always make a bigger and better, but mm-hmm. where are we going?
Good question.
Because I'm like, okay, my first digital camera was like a prosumer, and I think it was like either 12 or 16 megapixels.
Mm.
And, you know, when you think about it, I was like, okay. And the biggest print I ever made with that camera was I was able to print poster size,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I was like, wow, I can print, you know, 24 by 36 with this, you know, 12 or 16 megapixel camera. And I'm like, oh, this is great. And now I have a 42 megapixel camera and I don't think I've made a 24 by 36.
What's the
print.
Biggest you think you've made this year, let's say?
This year was probably 18 by 20.
Mm. It's probably still better than most people.
Yeah, it was probably the biggest. And that was earlier this year.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't printed. I did make one 20. It was like 24 by 30 or something. It was an odd size for a client. But that was it. I don't get a lot of requests for large prints, you know, and a huge album, like professional, like wedding album or anniversary album, a large one is 12 by 12,
mm-hmm.
you know, so, and that means, I mean, that's the cover size. So the biggest image you'll probably get inside would probably be, I don't know, if you did a 2-page spread, it may be 10 by 10, mm-hmm. 10 by 11, you know, not really anything over, you know, like 11 inches. So, you know, I don't know where we're going with the technology and who's using it,
mm-hmm.
you know, because when you go into, you walk around the mall and you see professional ads and stuff that are larger than, you know, poster size 24 by 36, they're not really like super sharp or high resolution.
Yeah.
None of that stuff is being printed that way. I think one, because it's, if it's people, it's unflattering.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know who the market is for.
So you're saying you're asking, are things as good as they will get?
I think they will get better, mm-hmm. but my question is, do we need it?
Okay.
Or do we want it?
Mm-hmm.
I have very high megapixel cameras, and my standard delivery size is 2,500 pixels on the long end,
mm-hmm.
because that loads fast on the internet. So I'm like, how are people viewing the images that we're taking, and is it worth all the, is it worth all the money that we're spending on gear and stuff and high resolution and better quality lens, because this one is sharper edge to edge? And, it's, my question is it only photographers that care about this stuff? that's my biggest question. It's like, are we the ones that care about it? Are we doing, are we buying photography gear
for
other photographers, or are we buying it, for an audience or for clients? So that's my question. And I'm like, I guess the same thing goes with, like technology, we've been going back and forth trying to,
buy a new MacBook Pro,
buy new MacBooks and Mac computers. And it's just like, okay, I have an M1.
Mm-hmm.
I know they're making theirs faster. Do I need faster or do I want faster? And how long will... Because when I got the M1, I'm like, oh my goodness, this thing is like so fast.
Right.
And then you get used to the speed, and then it's just like, okay, it's just is what it is. So do I need it? For the most part, I would say most things I do are instantaneous.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing I've seen... it take a little bit of time is using some of the AI in Photoshop.
Yeah.
But I think because that relies on your internet connection.
Oh.
I don't think it has anything to do with your processing speed. It's using the cloud. Mm. So I think the speed of it, I think, has more to do with your internet connection than it does with actually your processing power.
So it's not spinning up like the graphics cards, even though it is using the cloud?
No, I see my internet. Like my internet is peaked. Like it's definitely downloading from the web once it sends something. So I think it's more doing the calculations and sending it to the cloud, because it is cloud based. So it won't work without the internet. So I think more than anything, I don't know. I mean, I want a new Mac. is it going to be better? Is it going to speed up my workflow? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, I guess for people who do video, and even people that do video, they always advertise the export speed.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're working on one project at a time and you finish a project and you just export it, you'll walk away. Yeah. So if for most people, does it matter if it exported 15 minutes faster? I guess for the very high end user,
mm-hmm.
I guess it would make a difference. But with photography, I don't even know if the very high-end user, if all the megapixels we have, all the, they make another lens is supposed to be this much better, that much faster. I don't know how much better it's going to get, because, from the time, I mean, even if you go back to turn of a century, 2000, mm-hmm. which is 23 years ago now, I'm getting old. if you look at the images from that time,
mm-hmm.
and you look at the professional images now, like if you look at like magazines and covers and stuff, they haven't gotten better.
No.
So at the highest level of, I guess what photographers would aspire to for like commercial photography and taking pictures of, important people or important subjects, or doing landscape photography. Is landscape photography any better than what like Ansel Adams was doing? I don't know. I don't think so. I don't know.
A lot of cases.
Yeah. I don't know if it's getting any better.
Right.
I think a lot of it, still comes down to the basics of photography and the photographer's eye,
yeah,
and their ability to capture something that is appealing to other people.
Right.
So
right.
I'm wondering, like, you know, because I see new gear, I want it. Yeah. I'm not gonna lie, I want it. Like, it's like, yeah. You know, I wanted the, what is Sony now, up to like 60 megapixels?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I got,
you,
I
you
had
did
that.
Have it.
I had it. And then I started downloading the files and I was like, oh my goodness, this is, and I have a fast computer and I had a fast card. It just, the files are huge. The files are huge. It's like, this is not going to work for my workflow. And you end up, what I end up doing with my high megapixel cameras is I usually end up, when I shoot a lot of people, so I end up taking away some of the resolution. I actually end up softening the pictures because it's too much detail to be flattering.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you can see every single pore, like every hair follicle, like stuff you would never see with the naked eye comes up in the image because there's that much detail. Do I need it? No. You know, I mean, even doing product photography, it's just, it's too much detail. It's like every little imperfection comes out, you know, and clients don't want to see the imperfections in their products.
They'll get hired again.
They don't want to see that the plastic that their product is in is not perfect. And, you know, they don't want to see all that. They want to see something that's flattering.
Yeah.
That's my, I guess I don't have an answer. It's just a question of, you know, have things gotten too good? You know,
I think it's a good question to ask yourself when you are in the process of buying. That's why I haven't bought a new Mac yet, because I keep saying to myself, well, my MacBook Air is doing good. It's doing the job. So it's sticking around for just a little bit longer.
Yeah. And then the other thing is that the you jump in at a certain point and then they come out with something better and cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you're like, oh, I should have waited, you know. But the way technology moves, you're never gonna win. There's always gonna be a new and improved in a short time, or, you know, maybe a little bit after, but you know, you always get caught in that, you know. So I guess we're at the point where, you know, if they allowed them, we would be up to like the 300-mile-an-hour car and there's nowhere to drive it. It's like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's nice to have, but where can you go that fast? Like, there's no road safe enough for that. So I think that's what we're getting to with the cameras and technology, with camera gear. It's like, all right, like we're up to like 60, 70, 100 and something megapixels. Sounds great, but where can we use it, or when do we need that?
Yeah.
You know, I think the number of people that may actually need it is far less than the people that will actually buy it.
Very true.
You know, so I don't know where we're going with this. I think it's great marketing.
It absolutely
you know,
is.
This camera has 24 megapixels and this one has 60. It's got to be better, right? It's 60 megapixels. But you know, if you're never using that that resolution, I don't think you'll ever see the differences. And I think in blind tests, they've exhausted that. Like, the average viewer definitely can't tell, and most professional viewers could never tell. So I think we're at a point where I'm just going to say, hey, save your money, go on vacation.
Well, you know, there's a return of people. There's a return back to old cameras, like the Nikon D3, you know, old school 5D original, the classic, the original Canon 6D, you know, D700, D600. People are going back to those cameras because those, you know, you really and truly don't need more than what those cameras were putting out, honestly.
Yeah, and there's also, they're telling me at the camera shop, there's a trend of going back to the old...
Oh, yeah, the old pocket, the old cameras.
The old pocket point-and-shoot cameras.
And, but you know, the reason for that is that the CCD sensor was phenomenal at basically resolving things in a way that was more like film. The problem is that ISO, you couldn't get higher ISO, and so that's why they gave up on making, you know, CCD, because CMOS, one, it's cheaper, And so, you know, but all these cameras that people are going back to, they're pretty much all old CCD cameras, right? And so, you know, I have a few old CCD cameras, trust me, and they're amazing.
Yeah, because I guess it goes back to like, all right, now we're back to photography, right? Mm-hmm. It's like we're going for the look, for the artistry. We're going for a vibe. Feel, we're going the vibe. For a feeling. Yeah, we're not going for clinical resolution.
Right.
You know, and I think that's the problem that we're running into. It's it's just new for having new, you know, and I think that's the very reason Sony doesn't drop most of their line.
Right.
It's like Sony continues to like get, you know, you can still buy like an A7R II, mm-hmm. you know, the original A7R, you can still get them new from Sony. It's crazy. But, and I guess it's, they realize like, hey, we have them. We can still make them. It's not going to cost us any more money. Right. But if you want to spend top dollar, we have this one too.
Yeah.
You know, so. Yep. To new budding photographers, save your money.
Mm-hmm.
Buy a decent camera. You can buy an old camera that was very well built, would give you very good image quality. Save your money. You'll need it to, you know, buy other gear, other accessories, build up your portfolio, whatever you want to do. The camera probably won't make as much a difference as like lighting, understanding the exposure triangle, all those basics of photography. The camera won't do any of that for you,
right,
or make you a better photographer. And study other things like composition, color theory. Those type of things will take your photography to another level. Posing if you're shooting portraits, the zone system if you're shooting landscapes. You know, there's a lot of things that you can study that will give you more of a leg up than getting the latest and greatest camera.
True. Mm-hmm. Agree.
So I guess the theory of today is, you know, we're still going to buy new MacBooks,
at some point, yes.
For everybody else out there, save your money. Do as I say, not as I do. No, I guess with Mac, they have a way of putting out new things. And it's like, if you want to use this, you got to get the new one.
Mm-hmm. If you want a new update, guess what?
Right. You'll eventually your Mac will not update and then you'll be left out. Yeah, you're just stuck. Because I think my I have an iPad, and I'm just like, one of them is older, and it's just like, nope, this is it. You've maxed out your updates. So,
I did with my old iMac here. I was like, nope, no more updates for you for a couple of years.
Yeah, so it's going to age out eventually, but that usually takes longer than the latest and greatest. But by that time, you probably are far back in technology where you'll want something that can perform on today's platforms, especially if you're using things outside of photography and editing, like Google and other things, resources online that will require you to have the new computer. So, save your money and just be more creative. Let's get back to the creativity. Let's get back to where we're not pixel peeping. Make prints. We did the whole thing on that too. You'll see a difference in your work when, because a lot of the stuff that people talk about goes out of the window once you make a print.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say definitely there's a lot more going on than all the latest and greatest gear, because as technology gets better, the gear is just going to come out faster, you know. So as things get faster, they'll just be able to make things that are faster, bigger. Apple tried to pull the wool over our eyes and put out the M2, which is still the M1, but with a different name. So
it's a beefy, it's an M1 that has been given some steroids, you know.
Yeah, not even some steroids. I think they just fed it well. And in some cases, it underperformed. So I don't know. Maybe it was It was maybe it was steroids and they were just crashing mm-hmm. off the steroids. But yeah,
people on steroids can't perform all the ways, you know. I mean, so I've heard.
Yeah, so I've heard. Word on the street. Allegedly. You gotta say allegedly.
Allegedly, yes.
Offend anybody. No, but we definitely look, you know, take a look at that aspect of things. And, you know, because I really think we're at the point where we're getting bigger than we can even see. Mm-hmm. And we're chasing something that's not realistic and will never be caught.
Yeah. Mm. Agree. Absolutely.
Yeah. So that's my rant for today. I just want some fresh air. Mm-hmm. If we can figure out how to get some fresh air into the New York, New Jersey atmosphere. I'm tired of all these air quality alerts. I like being outside.
So, does your phone tell you that or something else?
Yeah, oh. I get these warnings from Amazon on Alexa. Like my Alexa's always flashing.
Oh boy.
Yeah, from the national weather you get these alerts. So. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yikes.
Just want to breathe.
Yeah.
Just wanna breathe. So hopefully we'll get some more rain and it'll clean the air.
Push it down.
Yeah, and it helps to wash out all the particles and stuff that are in the air. So
we'll
see. Our grass will probably stop growing, but we'll have some fresh air. Yeah, so plant a tree, something, help.
Yes, plant a bunch of trees.
Plant a bunch of trees. You need the help. Yeah. So where can they find you for more help on air quality? If you have any questions about MacBooks?
You can go to cwdailyphoto.com. Or just reach me at every and any social platform that is of any, I don't know, value. I don't know if they are of value. CW Daily. What about you?
They can find me at DevonWarrenPhoto.com and at DevonWarrenPhoto on all social media that matters. I'm slow on some platforms, but I will get back to you. My website is probably the best way to reach me. I check that all the time.
Indeed.
Yes.
Ciao.
Breathe deep. Ciao.